Hey, Lou.
Hey, Max.
Can you do me a favor? I need some help.
What do you need help with, man?
I need to know all the playable characters in Assassin's Creed.
What is this for? Like a school project or something?
So, like, the first Assassin's Creed game, what's his name?
Altair.
All right.
Altair. I can't pronounce his last name. Imbalahad.
That's exactly what I think you're completely right. That's, yeah. All right.
That's probably the trouble with the strategy guide says, right?
Assassin's Creed 2.
I believe his name is Ezio Auditore da Firenze.
All right. How about Brotherhood?
Are you talking about main protagonists
Yeah,
in these video
main
games?
protagonist.
Brotherhood? It's also Ezio Auditore da Firenze.
Okay. What about Revelations?
Ezio Auditore da Firenze.
All right, thanks, man. I really need this. About Assassin's Creed 3.
That one is Connor.
Connor, do you have a last name?
Rock. Rock. I can't ever pronounce it. Is that his last name? That's his first name. His name's Connor Kenway.
That's all right, there you go. Thank you. What about, ooh, I don't know if you know this one. Do you know about Liberation?
I don't know her name.
Right.
A female.
It is. I feel like I look, I don't
You're gonna have to ask your mother for that one.
know, that's Assassin's Creed 4.
That one's the good old Connor Kenway. Edward Kenway.
All right.
Sorry, I get them mixed up. They're family.
True. Assassin's Creed Unity.
Arno.
Oh,
Arno. Oh shit, does Arno have a last name?
he does, but I don't even know if I would, you know.
I feel like it begins with an F, but no, he's from France. I used to know it. I used to know it.
It's Dorian.
Dorian. Arno Dorian.
Hello, Bush.
That's just the puppy in the background. That's all. He's a little pup. Shay Cormac. Shay Cormac is from Rogue.
That's correct. Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Ooh.
I'm starting to freeze up in
I was gonna
these
say, I don't know if you
last
played
ones.
that.
Evie and Jacob Fry.
Yeah, that's correct. Origins.
Origins? By Jacob Siwa, of course.
It's Bayek of Sela. And this one's not here, but do you know the names in Odyssey?
Alexios and Cassandra? I don't know if they have a last name. I would just call them Eagle Bearer.
I don't have it here, but yeah, yeah, so good job. The only one you didn't get was Liberation, which honestly, I don't know anything about that. Like, but yeah, it's Aveline or Aveline. But, can barely, I don't even know if you can play that now, right? I don't even know if it's on PS4.
Well,
Good
good luck
job.
with your project.
Thank you.
Now, let's get to Max and Lou, episode 32. Topic of video games and Assassin's Creed type video games, because I've got some things on my list to talk about. This is the only thing video game related. Ghost of Tsushima, which we've both put some good time into, Recently announced something. I think it was a release date they announced, and it's this month that they're going to be releasing something they announced a while ago, and it's called Ghost of Tsushima Legends, and it's DLC content with multiplayer missions.
All right.
There's going to be multiplayer missions that you could do. So I don't know, with the way that we've been sharing the game, if we'll be able to play together, but
I doubt it.
Even if not, then that still just leaves the option to, in the future, if I decide to purchase it, we could play together, do a couple multiplayer missions. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I heard that it's New Game Plus is coming out for it as well.
Maybe it's coming out at the same time as that DLC.
I think it is. Because, like, I heard about that thing, and I didn't know what Legends was. For some reason, I thought it was, like, it sounded like a card game. I don't know. I was just like, this. I didn't think DLC.
I've still been having fun with it, though. Playing here and there. Enjoying it, still.
How far have you gotten?
I couldn't tell you. Farther than like, you know, you were. Because we talked about how far you got.
Yeah.
I'm way beyond that now.
All right. But I'm still in the second area?
Still kind of trying to take my time. Just killing Mongols, really. That's all like it winds up. That's all it winds up becoming is like a really fun killing game once you get like pretty good at it, and you just go find villages full of Mongols and you kill them, you take them on.
Do you like the what are they called? Not legends. Is it called legends or like myths?
Yeah, the myth quests.
Yeah,
I've done a lot of them.
I enjoy those. Those are kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm on one right now. Actually, I just started it. I like was like on my way to do one of the main quest missions, and on the road, like certain side quests, I'll write up on, or I'll come across, and like I'll maybe start them and keep on my journey, because it's not something that personally I feel in the aspect of the role playing is important to address right away.
Yeah.
But I roll up to this scene where like there's this cart and like these fucking guys dead and the cart's burned, and I'm like, Mongols need to be close by here. So then I'm like, all right, I'll talk to them, see what's up. And I'm like, this blue quest mark appears though, and then I'm like, this guy, he sounds and looks familiar, and it's because it's a musician. And I'm like, so then I get off my horse and I talk to him, and it's because all those myth quests are only given to you by musicians.
Yeah.
And then he starts talking to me, and he tells me like about, you know, what happened and whatever, and then at that point, I was like, all right, it's not what I thought it was. It's something that, like, I could, like, you know, save for later. But it, like, basically told me that, like, where I was going was part of this quest. So I'm, like, on that quest right now. But, yeah. Really good game, though. It's beautiful. Amazing game. I feel like it's a game that I'll always be able to pick up and just be amazed by.
It's really, I like, instead of putting things on your map for, like, markers, it's the wind. I really like that, because the screen is completely empty until, like, you get in combat. So, like, it's such a, I don't know, it's very scenic.
Yeah, it's nice. Like, when you set something on your map, like, the wind directs you towards where your marker is. So then if you decide not to look at your map at all, you could swipe up on your touchpad, because that is very interactive with the game. But when you swipe up on the touchpad, big gusts of wind will blow and, like, basically show you the direction of where your marker is and maybe give you some objectives up on your screen. But if you decide not to continue doing that, like Max just said, if you pay close attention, you'll see the very small, slight gusts of wind and leaves and grass and everything all around you on the landscape will just slowly blow and point towards the direction that you're supposed to be going in for whatever objective you're trying to do. It's pretty cool. So you could travel like 1,000 meters or whatever without ever having to look at your map and, you know, come across things here and there and, you know, basically still know which way you're supposed to be going.
And in like, anytime there's something special, instead of a notification popping up that you're close by, it's like an animal. So it's either like this bright yellow bird, or it can be a fox. And if you see these, like, interesting animals, you can kind of, like, go toward it and follow it, and it'll bring you to, like, an interesting location. It's really, like, so, I don't know, it's immersive.
It's a very immersive and interactive game. It's beautiful. It's polished very well, in my opinion. Much better than those Assassin's Creed games. While we're talking about Japan, you want to talk about Yashahime? Because I don't think we talked about it. Even though you wanted to. I don't know if we ever even brought it up on the podcast.
Did I want to talk about it?
Yeah, because you were the one that wanted to tell me about it.
Oh, did we never talk about it?
I don't know.
I think we have. Is there any information about it?
Well, it just came out.
Did it?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, because I'm waiting for the dub, and I want the dub to happen now.
Does it say when?
Now. It says that the dub is supposed to follow shortly after. So I don't know what that means, if it's going to be something that's... It's not... Apparently, My Hero is now the number one anime in the world.
That's awesome.
Or maybe the number one being watched or something. You go to Funimation's website, and right on like their main page, it shows Deku says number one anime in the world. So I don't know. So like what I'm saying is that being that that's such an important anime, it would make sense that they would press to get that one dubbed fast. And yeah, what we saw was that the dubbed episodes, I think, were maybe like a week behind, if I'm correct. I don't remember because it's been so long since we started watching that latest season, but I think they were about a week behind. So I can only hope for the best for this. For anyone listening that doesn't know what we're talking about, Yashahime is the sequel anime to an anime called Inuyasha. Inuyasha was an anime that came out in the early 2000s. Some people may know it, some people may not know it. It's about a dog demon and a schoolgirl, and the schoolgirl is from modern time Japan. She falls into an ancient well that brings her back into feudal Japan times, like Middle Ages. And this is where the dog demon is, and there's just a very long story about them, like, falling in love and collecting these jewel shards that possess power, and demons are out to get these jewel shards and use them for evil purposes. And it was an anime that I watched a lot as a kid, so I would have never thought that there would be a sequel to the anime. Like, they stopped with the anime for a while. And then another saga of the anime came out called The Final Act, which kind of wrapped things up because things never really got wrapped up. And then after that, like, you would have thought, like, that was it. But Inuyasha and Kagome have a daughter, and Inuyasha's brother has twin daughters. And a lot of crazy shit, I guess, happens. And this anime is about them. And yeah, the first episode just came out, though.
That's awesome.
You find anything about it on the internet?
Yeah, everything's just saying soon. Like, yeah. Funimation says it will be coming.
The subs are obviously there. The subtitles are there. But because I've watched so much of this anime dubbed, like, I really would rather just watch it dubbed.
Yeah, that makes sense. Give it, like, a week or so. That's awesome. I'll probably end up watching it.
I'm interested in how it's going to be. We'll see.
So, I don't know if you knew about this, and I thought it was kind of strange, but do you know there's a Super Mario Bros. Movie coming out?
I don't know if I knew that. Maybe. You might have told me.
2022, I think, is when it's supposed to come out. But I don't know how that's going to work. If it's, like, animated, then I think I could be down for it, right?
Yeah, I guess so. With, like, how they've been doing some, like, the Scooby-Doo movie. I can't think of what else, but, like, that animation style, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not, I guess Scooby-Doo wasn't really a good example, because not to the point where they alter what they're supposed to look like.
Yeah, just, like, very good quality for what they look like. You know?
Yeah.
Just, like, I don't know, like, the best thing I could think of, like, is, like...
3D animated, too. Not, like, cartoon, but, like, CGI. You know what I mean? Computer animated. Like, I can't think of... Like, Wreck-It Ralph, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of animation style.
Yeah,
but not,
yeah, okay.
Not distorted, though. From what Mario and Luigi are, like, proportionately supposed to look like. You know what I mean? They've always stayed the same for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
They've never really switched up their style. Made any stupid cartoons with them, right?
Let's just hope it's what it looks like. I'm just hoping it's not live action, right?
There's not a lot on it.
No.
I know there's that old live action one.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
They're plumbers.
Yeah.
Like, people, obviously they're plumbers, but, like, they're plumbers.
People either love it or hate it. 100%. But, yeah, I guess it's... I don't know, the video game movies is such, like, a hard thing to make right. Like, they're making that Uncharted movie, and we love Uncharted, but... Are we excited is my big thing. Because, like, I am kind of, but, like, it's been in that, you know, production hell for so long.
I don't know if I'm excited. I'm, like, skeptical. I'm, like, trying to stay open until it happens, you know? I'm almost trying to, like, stay, like, in the dark about it, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, like, I want to know as much as there is to know about it, but at the same time, I kind of just want to act like, and, like, completely, like, neglect the thoughts of knowing about it. So, like, I'm seeing, like, when I watch that movie for the first time, it's just, like, I never even knew it existed, you know what I mean? So, that way, like, if it's that awesome, I'm like, this is awesome, you know? I wasn't, like, there's no expectations, yeah. I guess, you know?
So, you do not want me to bring up trailers if it comes out. You want to skip that.
Maybe I should, you know?
I don't, I'm not upset about that. Trailers ruin a lot of movies.
Especially now, dude. Like, I don't know if you were the one that told me this, or if we just brought it up at one point because it's so obvious, but, like, now, trailers, especially, like, movie trailers, it's undoubtedly there, but now if you're trying to watch a trailer for something that's on, like, Netflix or Hulu, like, you do just watch the whole fucking thing in just a matter of, like, 2 or 3 minute long trailer. They give you, like, everything. And it's, like, it just ruins it.
Yeah, it should be, like,
a 45 I do what you do now. I start to do what you do now. When I start watching a trailer for something, after about, like, halfway through or something like that, or, however long it is, you know, after a certain amount of time, I'll just be, like, all right, looks good, stop. Like,
yeah.
I don't need to watch anymore. Awesome. Like, it looks good. Like, I should just watch it now, not just sit here and watch the trailer.
That I've done that so many times, and, like, I like that. And occasionally, I'll go back and watch a trailer and be like, I would have been so mad, because this just told me, like, something I was very curious about, how it was going to go that way, you know? Because it just...
Yeah.
It usually leads up to, like, the last, like, few, you know, 20 minutes. Some trailers show you the last 10 minutes. It's awful. So, yeah, I recommend to anybody, if you watch a trailer, at the moment that you are, like, kind of interested, just stop watching it, you know what I mean? Like, the point of the trailer is to get you interested, so just, that's the whole thing. You have an option.
It's kind of, in a sense, more or less obligated to show you highlights, you know?
So, like... Yeah, that's the problem.
So, like... That just validates your point even more, is that, like, it's meant to bring you in. They kind of have to show you highlights, not going to show you slow parts of whatever show or movie you're trying to get into. So, after, you know, a few highlights, if you think it looks good, pause it and start watching it.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Like, you can't hate on them, because they have to do that. They have to put things that will interest you. But it also ruins, like, parts of the movie. Like, some trailers have been very clever. I'm trying to think, like, Inception. Inception is a good trailer that, like, shows you really cool, wild shit that does not affect the movie, really. Like, it shows you when the city's folding, but that was, like, that's not a part of the movie, really. That's him teaching her how to do it, you know? It's like, okay, so, like, you can bend dreams and stuff. It's like, oh, that's so cool. But that reveals nothing about the plot. So it's like, it's so cool. It's like, just makes you interested from, like, the beginning of the movie. It doesn't really show you what the movie is. I don't know. That's a good example, I think.
So, while we're on the topic, this is, like, perfect. While we're on the topic of media in the sense of what you would watch, we just talked a little bit of video games. Now we're talking about, you know, things you watch. And we're also talking about not wanting to be spoiled by things. So, like, back in the day, you know, when there was nothing but cable, there was much less spoiling going on. So, like, I don't know how I can tie this into what I have to talk about, because I have, like, pretty cool news to bring up. But, so, like, when you would when you would, like, be a kid and, like, you know, you'd be watching cartoons on television, like, you would never really know what was going to come on next. Yeah, there was the guide, but, like, the guide wasn't always a thing at one point, especially if you didn't have, like, cable television, you know?
And even with that, you would just know the name.
Exactly. You know, there'd be a small description or whatever. But, like, for the most part, as a kid, like, you know, you would kind of just, like, be open to just what was coming on the TV. So, like, I don't know. I don't know how to tie this in. So, like, I guess I'll just get to what I discovered.
All right.
So, on one of our last podcasts, we talked about old Disney Channel, Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, whatever you name it, broadcasts. Mine was Cartoon Network. I really wanted a Cartoon Network broadcast. So I did some digging, and I tried to find something. And though I couldn't find any Disney broadcasts, I did find a website that I don't think it's actually... I don't know. I have to do more research about the actual website. I don't think it's actual old Cartoon Network broadcasts, but I think it's a website that puts together cartoons and commercials that would have been on TV at that time of whatever year, I guess it is. I think it's like early 2000s of Cartoon Network.
Okay.
So, I don't know. The website's called Toonami Aftermath. ToonamiAftermath.com, I think. So, when you go there, it's basically just old Cartoon Network cartoons that play. So, like, right now, I can bring it up real quick just to show you. I don't think we can get in trouble for this, can we?
I mean, is it, like, I don't know, do you have to check? Is it, like, pirated?
So,
'cause I can't imagine it is if it's, like, a broadcast.
TsunamiAftermath.com, and there's a live chat that goes on while the cartoons get played, so, like...
Oh, it's like a channel. It's like a radio channel.
My guide's been all fucked up. It says Sailor Moon's on right now, but Tsunami I don't think Sailor Aftermath. Moon...
It's like a channel. Wait, that's weird. It's like an online... Well, I don't know.
It's even weirder is that it's taking a long time for this to come up. I want to know what's on right now. See, it's like I just... So it's like I just turned on the TV right now. This is what I mean. Like, it's like I just turned on the TV. Let me see what cartoon is on.
The web, you better do as I say.
Don't know what that is, but it's not Toonami. Or it's not Sailor Moon, I mean. So, but I learned that there's a couple different channels on there, too. If, like, you go to the guide and... See, it's going really slow right now. Okay. And you'll see that... See, there's two cartoon channels. There's a channel for movies. There's a channel with just music. It's, like, Japanese music mostly because it's Toonami Radio. And there's another channel that just has nothing on it. So, but my guide is all fucked up. Maybe if I actually close the website and I reload it, it'll fix it. But, yeah, they've been playing some Halloween things. There's a Grinch movie came on the other day that I didn't even know existed.
The new one?
No, it was like, it's all old stuff. It's all old. It's all... It was like this old Grinch movie that I didn't know existed. It wasn't the Grinch that stole Christmas. It was a different one. Or, like, it was in winter time. Strange. Did you watch Cartoon Network as a kid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it was the one I watched the most. I watched a little bit of Nickelodeon and some Disney. Disney Channel original movies are, like, my thing.
So, yeah. If you guys are interested, ToonamiAftermath.com. I was watching some Dragon Ball Z on there. Ed, Edd n Eddy came on. Some Adult Swim things came on later at night.
All right, that's cool. I might check that out.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I think we should talk about some trailers that we have seen, though, of movies, instead of ones that we're going to avoid. So, Borat 2 is coming out. And we've both seen the trailer, and I kind of want your take, because you really like Borat, right? I think, like, you consider a movie you really like, right? The original?
That is probably the stupidest garbage that, like, anyone has ever created.
But
I like! No, I'm just joking.
No, but that is a good point. It's like, it is very, like, I'm not saying it's so bad it's good, because it's a good movie. But, like,
it's strange, because, like, it's a strange kind of humor, I guess.
It's a, like, I would consider his movies to be the one that, like, most people walk out of. You know what I mean? So people either love it or hate it. It's one or the other.
One thing that I know is that Borat's not a... I think we talked about this, is that it's not a big movie either. Not a lot of people really know about Borat. Like, a lot of people do, but a lot of people don't. It's strange. But...
I'm curious.
For anyone who doesn't know, Borat is a movie by... His name is Sacha Baron Cohen. How do you say his last name?
I think it's Sacha Baron Cohen.
Something like
Sacha
that.
Sacha Baron Cohen? I don't know. But,
Well, he's a comedian, right?
Yeah, and he had, like, the Ali G show, and he did the movie The Dictator as well, and Bruno.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And it's all him, just dressed differently.
Being, like, a sick fuck. Basically. Basically, yeah. Every movie. Like, he just does some sick, twisted, raunchy thing that's, like, almost like a meme or a prank. And he, like, gets people's reactions.
Yeah, he just gets live reactions from the public.
So, Borat was one of his characters, which is, like, this Middle Eastern guy from the country of Kazakhstan, which is, like, a real place, but Borat's not a real guy, obviously. And the whole premise of the first Borat is him coming to America for the first time. And I don't really remember exactly why he comes, but, then he tries to just, like, learn him the American ways. He finds out who Pamela Anderson is, and he goes on this wild goose chase to try and marry her and abduct her. And I thought it was a fucking crazy movie as a kid, and it was hilarious. I loved it. So, like, I was obsessed with it for a long time. I used to, like, make my own little memes about it, and, like, they would stick with people. And, like, I can't tell you how many times I've started walking around talking like Borat, and then, like, the people around me would, like, for months on end, just walk around talking like Borat.
I mean, how often? Yeah, you'd be like, you would never get this, la 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 la.
And that would just be everywhere. People would start saying it nonstop. But now there's another one coming.
Yeah.
It's another thing that you would never expect there to be a sequel to. Another Borat is coming, and he's back in America, and he's trying to give his daughter away.
Well, okay, yeah, he's trying to get his daughter into or close to, like, the royal family, not the royal family, but, like, close to,
yeah, I think he wants to get White House. Yeah, I think he wants to get his daughter married into, like,
the government yeah,
the government, like, yeah, I guess that's the best way to word it, because they were, like, portraying the White House.
Yeah, and she is just as, like, you know, interesting as Borat. It's good enough to say she's a little intricate.
She exhibits his character very well. she gets her charisma from her father, if you could say it like that.
But yeah, so this movie is either going to be, like, your least favorite movie of all time, or, like, a movie that you will like, because it's gonna, you know, people with political views, like, very hard, like, views, it's going to split it in half, you know, because he's going hard at the government. So this will be interesting. It's going to have mixed reviews no matter what, which makes sense, you know?
This is going to be a good movie. And it's coming out October 23rd.
I think so. I think that's right.
Because the movie for the other trailer we watched, I think, was October 20th.
I think you're right. With both.
Are they both streaming?
Yes.
You sure?
Different spots, but yes.
Because I'm going to love to watch that Borat movie.
I think that's coming out on Prime. On the 23rd of October. Anyone who has Prime, go ahead, watch that. If you don't, well, that's where you can watch it.
So another movie we watched trailer for...
This is a perfect movie to watch for the season.
The season. Tis the season.
Of Halloween.
Yes. Sacrifice.
But yeah, so I don't know if you, as a kid, or I don't know. I'm not questioning how old you are, but there was a movie called The Witches, where, like, at this hotel, there's, like, these witches, and they turn this little kid into a mouse, and he goes on little mouse adventures, and tries to ruin the witch's plot. That's pretty much it, right? It's a book, it was a movie, and they're remaking it, and Anne Hathaway is the witch, and they do everything from the other movie, yeah.
They... Max, you're getting me riled up right now.
Why?
Don't undersell it, bro.
It's a good movie. Yeah, you're right. That's not it. It was a good trailer, honestly, for a kid movie. It looks great.
I want to say is that the OG movie looked like a pretty damn good movie, actually. I would want to watch the original one.
Yeah.
Looked good. I'd watch the trailer if I were you guys for the original, because, like, It's cool. It looked like a cool movie. Good movie.
But you have to agree that even though it looks so corny, it looks cool. Because, like, the mouse is, like, it's just like a toy mouse, pretty much, when he turns into a mouse. But, like...
They did it well, though. It looks like they did it very well.
It's a very, very, like, fun movie.
They were very creative with it. That's the thing. Like, all of the angles they use and stuff like that. Because the new trailer... It's all CGI, and yeah, I'm sure there might be some of those same angles that they'll try and approach it from, but, like, it's not going to be as creative at that point, to an extent, but very well, though. Yeah, it looked very well. It looked like they kind of got the gist of everything very well. They twisted a lot in the movie, you know. They added multiple main characters, it seems.
They did switch the race from white to black, and this is, I think, a perfect movie for that. You were saying it too. You mentioned it first. So, like, it's completely true that, like, the typing cast and, like, changing races, people can be upset about, but this movie affects the story, like, in no way. It makes it more fresh. If I'm gonna be completely honest,
exactly,
it can change the feeling of the movie, make it feel unique. But not change the story whatsoever. It's perfect. And it was Chris Rock narrating it as the adult, but he's a kid, you know, so it's like kids' movies, it's narrated as if it's like an adult talking about when he was a kid. So it's gonna be a great movie. Anne Hathaway looked pretty wild as a witch, unlike her being, like, the villain.
The CGI for the witches looked pretty cool.
Yeah, they didn't show too much too. I'm curious if they're gonna have their big noses. They're not really revealing that. I also don't know if it's a movie or a show, if I'm going to be honest. Because it's available on HBO. It's available on HBO Max, so I need to check.
It's got to be a movie.
Right? It only makes sense, but...
It did say streaming. That wouldn't make any sense for it to be a show at all.
It's a film.
Yeah, that wouldn't make any sense.
I do have a few more pieces of movie news. I think you knew about this, but I do want you to know again. Because it's official. Tom Cruise is going into space this month.
We did talk about it, but it's happening this month.
Yeah, with the help of Elon Musk.
I hope no accidents happen.
It's Tom Cruise. He'll find a way.
It's Ethan Hunt.
It's Ethan Hunt.
Is it Hunt?
Yeah.
It's not Hawk?
No. Ethan Hawk's an actor.
He is, right? He's the other guy.
But it's crazy, because, like, you always make jokes about, like, these movies are going to get so crazy that eventually they're just going to go to space. And Tom Cruise is, like, actually, like, yeah, yep, but let's do it. Let's actually go to space. So Tom Cruise is going to be the first person to make a film that was actually filmed in space. And he's going.
Crazy bastard.
Awesome. Last piece, a little bit of movie news. Remember Wipeout?
The show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
I'd love to try it. That's the whole obstacle course thing. Like, I am...
The wet, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. I'm confident enough. I've got enough courage that if we were to do, like, an American Ninja Warrior obstacle course type thing like that, like, we'd be pretty fucking good at it.
That I can.
But like agree you with just me. Said, yeah. The water. That's why like I can't say any more than I would just like to try.
Yeah.
To
wipe out. It would course. Be fun.
Yeah, it'd be fun to fuck up. Honestly, it'd be fun to just fuck up, slipping and fall off those things and get hurt in the water. My body wouldn't like that.
But so that show is getting a revival. And being hosted by none other than John Cena.
Really? Bum, 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 bum. That's going to be the opening for it. Bum,
bum, bum. Yeah, right? But yeah, it's going to be him as well as Nicole Byer. And she's cool. I've seen her in a couple movies. But that I'm excited for a lot. I love all the obstacle course shows. And this one was just like a fun one. It's always fun to watch. They're going to obviously be able to change it up a little bit, which is cool, you know, because you're used to seeing the same things over and over again. So they do change it up in the old show, but this will probably be nicely revamped.
Some nice high quality, too.
Yeah. And an option for us if we want to go do it. We just got to, like, we can sign up.
We can meet John Cena. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Would you be down? Would you do that?
I'd try it. If it's close by, why not? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wipe out. Really entertaining show. I don't like shows that are entertaining like that.
Not even like Ninja Warrior?
I guess so.
I like obstacle course shows. Like, no, as far as like, I know what you're talking about as far as like,
I feel like the goal is different. Like, Ninja Warrior, a lot of people do fail, but the goal of Wipeout, like, it's in the name. Like, it's to watch people wipe out, you know?
I guess, yeah.
And that's not ethically moral.
You're kind of right, yeah, because some people get fucking messed up.
But no, in reality, I feel like it's because it's like a droning show, you know what I mean?
Like, what was that show? Mindless. Scarred? Remember Scarred?
Yeah, that's a little different. But yeah, more dramatic. Yeah, a show like that, yeah. Or even like Ridiculousness. Yeah. You know, it's like shows like that, they're just like, I said droning and then I said a better word, I forget what it was. But it's just like, you know, you just,
I mean, yeah, it shouldn't be entertainment on TV to watch other people get hurt.
Well, not even that, it's just like it's wasteful, you know, it's wasteful like stimulation, you know. Watch it a little bit here and there, it's cool, but like you shouldn't sit in front of your TV and watch Wipeout for 2 hours a day.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
Even though, like, Ridiculousness is on MTV for, like, probably, like, 5 or 6 hours at a time.
Yeah. Like, every day, probably.
Yeah. But, I hate it because, like, I actually do like Ridiculousness. Like, I hate it because, like, it is good.
Yeah, but, like, it's literally, what it basically is, if you went on YouTube and found all the funny videos, but, like, you didn't have to do the work yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you had someone, like, narrating it for you. Who was, like, mediocrely funny. No offense to Rob Dyrdek. But, like, if you had, like, a pretty experienced stand-up comedian have a job like that, they'd probably say some funny shit.
You got Tosh.0. That's why he lasted. Well, Tosh.0, I don't know if I told you that, but finally, it's going last season right now, season 15. And like now he has new he always had that segment at the end that I forgot the name of, where he like would bring a famous person on or something. I don't remember. But the new season is like, I don't know, like, I don't, it's like going back to like redemptions of like very famous people from like very long ago now, because like it's all about the internet, but there's like people who were back then. So the first episode of the new season was him going to Rebecca Black, and like it was pretty great actually. Like I did watch that because like it's his last season.
Did she redeem herself?
I don't know. Did you know that like she can sing now? Because I didn't. She's been singing, and
I think she could sing. Because I looked into this recently actually. I think she could sing. But, like, the whole thing was that, like, she just wanted, like, she needed a way to get her name out there. So, like, she got hooked up with whoever made her do that. Someone made her do that. And she, like, just got mocked for it after that. And it ruined her whole, like, if she was going to be a singer instead of, like, going up, she kind of just, like, went nowhere and was stuck there because she couldn't keep going up.
But apparently she's doing okay. She got a little better.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
That's like,
good.
Getting a little better, like, I don't mean, like, singing-wise, but and that. Yeah, she's a better singer, but, like...
Did she say if it's Friday or not?
She has a song called Saturday, apparently. And I didn't hear it, but... Like, I don't know, it's a... I recommend anyone to watch that. It's cool. I'm pretty sure it's on, like, YouTube or Comedy Central or something. Like, on the website.
And that's all the news we got for movies. And media, and shows, and games.
Whoa, except, what's that? Oh, this just in? We got one more piece of movie news? What's that? Avatar 2 is 100% complete with filming.
People, our sources tell us some new news. Did you hear that? It looks like Max has to say that Avatar 2, that's right, James Cameron's Avatar 2, has completely finished filming. Is this true, Max? Is this new news true?
Yes. It says right here on the teleprompt that Avatar 2, James Cameron's second movie based on, used to be the most profitable movie of all time, based on box office, but now is number two. The second movie, the sequel, is 100% complete with filming.
Now, what does that mean for our listeners?
Expect it, probably within the next year. It said it was going to come out 2021. He has been saying that. So expect it within the next year for post-production. He did say, this is interesting, because he did say that 2 and 3 were filmed at the same time. So I'm curious what that means about the third one. Maybe he has some extra things, because he's James Cameron. Like, he's just going to be like, nah, I'm not committing yet. He takes a long time for all of his movies.
Well, you know why, right?
He wants them to be great.
Yeah, because he's so rich and stubborn and at the cutting edge of things that for his movies, he has to develop new inventions. Here we go, guys.
Oh, that was perfect.
New invention. New invention. So, this week, we have the Guardian XO exoskeleton by a company called Sarcos that's been working with the company named DARPA that has the robot videos all over the internet. You might have seen them, like parkour robots and the dog robots and stuff like that.
Is it, like, the one where, like, they would, like, push it and it won't fall over?
Yeah.
They're being all mean to them?
Yeah, those robots. So, I guess this company, Sarcos, has been working with that company. I could be wrong, but I think I read that, you know, they're basically using some of their technology to help them, you know, engineer these exoskeletons. And what it is like, a sleek-looking robotic suit. I don't even want to call it armor, even though they're describing it as an exoskeleton, but it's kind of just like, like a robotic suit that you wear, and at this stage in its development is going to be being put on the market to be used in like warehouses and stuff to safely lift heavy weight.
It's a very smart way for them to market it, in my opinion. Like, it's going to be weird if that becomes popular and all warehouse work is using one of these. It would make sense because it takes probably about 50. I'm curious about the 50-pound prong. I'm curious if you have to use your own strength or you just have to do the movement and, like, press a button and the arms will lift. Because, like, it's not very... It's very rigid.
Yeah. I guess what you're asking is if it's assisted or if it's automatic.
Yeah. Like, if it just takes off pressure. Or it would make a lot of sense if, it, like, the moving part is one thing. You know, you can move your arms. But when you go under it, you can press a button that will make the arms go up. And it can do a certain amount of pressure.
Yeah, well, it said in the description that I think the thing maxes out at something like 200, but then it said something about the 50 pounds in arm, or I don't know, but on their website, there's so many details about it. They've been working on it for so long, and they're saying that In the one article, they just basically put together like a little fund of X amount of dollars. It was like millions of dollars that they're going to be using to continue the engineering and research on further development in the next decade.
That is pretty cool, I'm not going to lie.
So, like, I feel like...
It's also scary.
I feel like in the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to start to see these in warehouses.
It would make sense.
It only makes sense.
Well, you know, the only crazy... It depends on the cost of them, truly. You got to think that you have to give this to every single person. Maybe not.
Well, unless it's only there for specific tasks.
Lifting heavy things.
Yeah.
It's good for... It is good for, like... I don't know, all heavy packages.
And maybe it won't just be in warehouses. Maybe it'll be, like, industrial to, like, building big things like, you know, boats and trains, bridges. I don't know. Heavy, you know, heavy construction.
With exoskeleton?
Yeah.
I don't know about bridges. Like, if you're saying, like, help with those jobs, yeah, you mean, like, just big bricks... And like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it might not just be in a warehouse setting. You might find them on other job sites also.
Yeah.
If they're going to be marketing them and putting them, like, on the market for people to buy, like...
You could buy it for yourself if all you do is, like, carry wood or something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, anybody who's got the money can really buy one. So if, like, you have a business and you think it'll be easy or it'll help make things easier for your business, then you might buy one, you know? But that's just... Where we happened to see them advertising, it was in a warehouse. So don't get the idea that that's only what it's going to be for, but...
Yeah, just understand that even though it is going or might be used for warehouses, you can still buy one for yourself.
Yeah, and push it to its limits. Open it up, try and, like, modify it, see, like, if you can make it lift, like, 1,500 pounds.
I bet.
Imagine you could flip over a car, you just pop that baby open, you do some, like, hacking to it, and add a couple, like... extra hydraulic lines and shit, and then, like, you're, like, flipping over cars and shit, like, punching through doors and just...
You just give it the best paint job.
Yeah! Hell yeah! Get ready for the apocalypse with this thing. It's kind of cool now that I'm thinking about it.
If I saw someone with that in the apocalypse, I'd be like, nope. I'd be like, somehow he knows something I don't.
Yeah, I'd be scared, because even if, like, you're, like, an expert marksman... Like, what if his suit just has, like, rockets built into it?
Yeah, you're like, I don't know what that is.
You just, like, hear something in the fucking distance at nighttime. Footsteps of it walking.
The crazy thing is, like, imagine, like, making a new friend, right? And you're like, you invite them over there, you're like, hey guys, all right, it's like, this is my kitchen, all right, yeah, it's like, I also have this, and then, oh yeah, and that's my exoskeleton. They'll be like, what is it? What do you mean? It's like, I have an exoskeleton. If people, no one's, not a lot of people are going to
It just stands in your living room like a suit of armor would.
They're like, can I, and you're like, go ahead. I mean, probably, I don't know, who knows.
All right, so... If you want to know more about the Guardian XO, exoskeleton, I guess that's why it's called XO, go to Sarcos.com and you'll find out probably all you need to know about it. That there's no price on it yet because I don't think it's on the market, so...
What would you think is a fair price?
Oh, God, dude, with how much money they're putting into it, I don't think it's going to be any less than $100,000.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean... That treadmill fucking thing was 80K, was it not?
Yeah, but that's, I don't know. I think that's actually more insane.
But that's not, like, innovative technology either. It's not innovative. It's not cutting edge, you know? I mean, it is cutting edge. It's new invention, but it's, like...
I was going to say, like, maybe 30K. Because they need to be able to... If they're going to do it, then it's not going to be for one person, you know? Like, they're going to do it so it can be for, like, a warehouse.
But that's the thing. So, like, a business would probably purchase one and finance it. Just like a business would purchase, like, a brand new truck or, like, a brand new excavator or something like that, you know? We're talking big money here.
I guess you're right. Yeah, if you compare it to really, like...
If you run a really big company, $100,000 ain't really, like... too much for you to spare on some new equipment.
One, I don't know.
I mean, an excavator. How much is an excavator? You know what I mean? An excavator, excavation companies probably hold on to those things for a really long time before they buy a new one. But every once in a while, there probably comes a time where, and if your company's growing too, you're gonna have to drop the dough on two, maybe three new, you know, pieces of heavy equipment at once, and that's, you know, sometimes can be $500 to $1 million purchase. You know, it all depends on your business, though.
Exactly, I was about to say, like, they might have this for like, I don't know, like Amazon might do it, but they might only have two or three, because how often is Amazon shipping
boxes that are more than 200 start. Pounds? It's the start, you know? So, like, these things are going to get cheaper. Old models are going to be cheaper. That's the thing. Give it, like, 20 years, mm-hmm. you're going to get, like, so, like, the Guardian Exoskeleton 3 is going to be out in, like, 15 years, 20 years. So, like, you're going to go on, like, Craigslist and just pick up, like, you know, this OG Guardian Exoskeleton for, like, you know, $5,000 from somebody, no, and then you're gonna do what we're talking about. Take it in your garage and modify it and do cool shit to it. It's gonna be like an old car.
Dude, it's like, I feel like what? Like, even like vacuums. Vacuums used to cost like thousands of dollars no matter what.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm sure you can still buy vacuums that are that much, I'm sure. But
I'm really curious how much like an excavator.
My guess would be like 300,000, if not more. You think so? How big is an excavator? I don't know which one that is.
I don't even know if it's specific.
Is it this one? The crane? No, that's probably called a crane. I don't know the name of construction equipment at all.
I'm just typing in excavation. It's excavation. Excavation machine prices. Because I'm curious if it's just like a word or if like an excavator is a specific one.
It showed the same thing both times. There's prices right there.
Where? What? These are toys, bro.
No, it's hilarious.
these are for kids, bro. Yeah,
that has to be the excavator. The one with the big front to, like, pull up dirt. Yeah. Which makes, you know, only all of the sense.
So, I think we're on cat, you know, Caterpillar. I think that's the name. Or is that, like...
Yeah.
Or is Caterpillar just the name of one of their machines?
Oh, yeah, it might be.
Mini excavators. All right. So, I found one for sale. It's like a crane. Like, how much do you think one of those cranes... So, this one's for sale for $150,000.
Ooh.
There's another one for $165,000.
Makes sense.
$135,000, $160,000. So, I'm sure if you're talking, like, big cranes or, like, big excavators and stuff like that, like... Your price range was probably not off at all. They probably do go up to almost $1 million a piece, depending on like those giant ones that they do in the cities and stuff like that. You know, that's,
oh, you mean like
that's
different,
big money.
Different, yeah, I think those have to cost possibly the most.
But I'm not gonna sit here and try and find the prices for all these things.
but yeah. So if you have ever just wanted to slowly make yourself more like a mech, then go ahead and buy the exoskeleton, because it's kind of cool.
The Guardian exoskeleton.
The Guardian. Well, we have one more segment. And this time... Wait.
Whatever happened to Jeff, you betcha?
What is that?
You know Jeff, you betcha.
Do I?
Yeah, he's on the radio.
No, I don't know.
No?
I don't know. I also didn't listen to the radio, really.
I thought you were a big radio person.
No. Oh, well, kind of. I would play... No, I would see once podcasts became a thing, I didn't.
What was that guy on the... On, like, the rap station that every week you would, like, listen to? And it would be, like, the horn would drop when he would say his name.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, 100%. Was it DJ...
Was it Cosmic Kev?
Cosmic fucking Kev. No matter what the song was, he'd say his name and it would do that fucking air horn. So insane. Yeah, but that was Cosmic Cab. I do remember that. That was when I like was first driving. Do you think he's still out? No, you just asked me whatever happened to him.
He might be. All right, so on this episode here,
we have to introduce the segment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to New Invention. Well, no, wait. Oops. What is it?
I'm trying to take them to the unit of language. Come on, guys. We're going to the unit of language. Max needs a break.
words we use and the power they can hold. Join us in Unit of Language.
Alright, so, what's the word this week, Max?
The word this week is courage. The Cowardly Dog Show.
The things I do for love.
Oh, yeah, that's a good show, isn't it?
I watch it sometimes still.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, it's a creepy one. One of those creepy kid cartoons.
I think it's the only cartoon show that I ever actually did scare me a little bit. You know, it was actually scary. Especially some episodes. It's just, if you were not used to that type of...
Yeah, there was like one or two episodes of Scooby-Doo that were a little creepy for me.
Okay.
But like, yeah, I can't think of any other cartoons that were like, you know...
Scary.
It's a word you could use to word it, you know?
Yeah.
Scary, I feel like, fits onto the side of these words where the words like, you know, anxiety and worry and stuff are.
I don't know. I feel like, well, that's right, what I would...
That's what you feel when you're watching a show or a movie or anything like that scares you. You feel angst. You know,
that's fair.
You're anxious while you're watching it. You're scared. Yeah, you're scared. You're anxious.
I'm just curious. Yeah, because it's about...
But that's what... So, like, where I was going with that was... Cause I forgot I was going somewhere with that. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
The show wasn't really, like, scary to me. Maybe one or two episodes, but, like, it just had this creepy vibe to it.
Creepy,
because, like, they're in the middle of nowhere, right. And all these weird... fucking things are coming to attack them. All
right, here's the interesting thing about it, and it's a topic that kind of can't exist, you know what I mean? It's a TV show that is for kids, but its genre is, like, trying to be scary.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
PG can't do much, you know what I mean? It can't do much without probably going over, like, a factor. That's all it is. There doesn't have to be like violence or not. Yeah, I bet there doesn't even have to be violence. All right, in the show,
so I think
still be not suitable.
A lot of people that are listening know what Courage the Cowardly Dog is, but in case you don't, just quick description. It's an old cartoon from the 90s, I would say maybe early 2000s, about a dog who can talk, I guess, to the children watching the show, but the humans don't really hear him talk, and he gets adopted, found by his mom, and lives in the middle of nowhere with, you know, his...
Eustace Mang! No.
I think it's Banks. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm gonna look it up. But, yeah, he lives in the middle of nowhere, they live in the middle of nowhere. It's a cartoon, but, like, creepy things happen in nowhere, and it's up to Courage to save his new home. So, if you watch it, you probably got that. But, just Google Courage Cowardly Dog. Pretty cool. It's like a purple little dog with spots. Are you Googling their names?
Yeah.
But it's funny because his name is Courage, and the whole show is kind of centered around what it means to be Courage. And, that's the thing, is that every episode some crazy shit goes down, and it's up to Courage to, you know, he's so fucking scared. He's terrified. He's a pussy. This little dog. No,
that's the thing, though. And that's the crazy part about it, is that no matter how scared he is, the one thing he has is courage.
Yeah,
even
he's
though
so
he's
smart.
Terrified, it's
well,
the
that's,
whole show's
yeah, every,
about courage.
Every episode, he winds up having to just, like, you know, stand up and do what it takes to save the day, even if he's terrified. His scream.
It's a bag.
Eustace Bag?
Or maybe Bag. But no, Eustace Bag. That makes a lot of sense. B-A-G-G-E.
So that must mean Muriel's name is Bag.
Yep.
Is Courage's last name Bag?
Nope, just Courage.
Good.
But, so the word Courage. Like, is the lion from Wizard of Oz Courage?
Is it his name?
I think. Probably lion, isn't it? No, that's just part of the song. I don't know. It's probably not. No, because it's he wants a heart.
Yeah, I think it is courage, though.
I hope so. I don't know why I would think that. Let me. No. I gotta know. See, yeah, they
that's
drew that
OG.
Dog. He looks like a splat on the wall. Like, when he gets scared, he looks crazy.
Dude, I want that, like, tattooed on me. That's such a good picture.
The big hole in his tooth.
Yeah, he literally does look like he's... just flat on the wall.
Let's see. The definition of courage is the ability to do something that frightens one. And that's all, yeah. Yeah, it just makes sense for the show, which is crazy.
Whoa. What was it?
The ability to do something that frightens one.
If you're listening to that in a different context, it sounds really weird.
All right, how about this? The ability to do something that's frightening.
To oneself.
Well, I think that's the whole thing. To one is because, weird.
Because the way that you...
Like, to one person.
The way that you originally worded it was like, in my head, I'm thinking like, all right, so if I go up to like the dragon and cut the dragon's head off, that scares you. So that makes me courageous. I don't know. You know what I mean? That wasn't a good example. So like,
yeah, no, you're so like, courageous if I, because no, you can,
if I,
you
know. If I kicked the dog, if I kicked and killed a dog.
No, you're so bad.
And it scared you. You were so scared.
No, like, frightening to do.
I know, but like the way you worded it, you know what I'm saying? Like
that first frightened one?
The first way you worded it.
To do something. Yeah, you're right. The ability to do something that frightens one. So like something that would be frightening if done.
Yeah, so like if I'm capable of doing something that scares people.
That'd be so bad. Like, but yeah. The something that frightens, I guess you can say oneself, but it's probably saying there's something that's frightening to others, I guess.
I just heard that in such a weird way. So I hope no one else heard it that way. If they did, at least we elaborated on it. But yeah, no, it's the ability to do something that is frightening to oneself, I guess, that would establish courage.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I guess so. To oneself makes the most sense. Because I would say, like, how about acting? I bet, like, acting in a play would scare the shit out of a lot of people. But it's because, I don't know, because that's doing something that's a lot, that could be frightening. Would you call them courageous? Like, people who
do it? If it's frightening to them. The thing is, I feel like courage is it's a personal word. Absolutely. That's why I said oneself. Absolutely. It's a personal word, you know? It's like an egotistical word, you know, because everyone's scared of different things. Everyone's comfort zone is in different places. So courage is really only worded like that, how you put it, you know, or like to say that, you know, you're stepping out of your comfort zone. But what that means is going to be different for every single person. Hey!
See, he's courageous. He's like, I'm going to yell at you.
Yeah, right? He doesn't care. He would go run right up to an exoskeleton.
Oh, yeah. See, dogs.
He would run up to an exoskeleton, and the exoskeleton would crush him.
Dogs are extremely courageous animals. They can be wimps, but overall, dogs are very courageous, I think.
Yeah, they really are. Because, like, they bark at shit. You know? They usually, like... Some dogs are pretty scared, but, like, they bark at shit.
It's funny, because it's, like, the opposite way. Cats are considered... Well, technically, they're considered pussies. But, you know, scaredy cat. That's why where it all comes from. It's, like, cats... Because cats get scared easily, apparently. But, same thing. There are courageous cats, but I think it's talking majority, for sure.
Do you remember when... You brought up on the podcast about taking risks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that kind of goes hand in hand with courage.
100%.
It takes courage to take risks.
Was it one of our words?
Risk?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember either, but let me check real quick. But yeah, it's because, it always comes back because we would do shit that was insane all the time. You know what's very courageous? Going down a half pipe for the first time.
Exactly. Doing anything for the first time.
Sure. Anything dangerous. Dude, like even, yeah, the most... Alright, I have this. The most recent courageous thing that I've done, I can luckily at least remember because I don't do much. Probably to be honest. I learned how to snowboard and it was alright. It was cool. And then the first time that I went off like a jump that was me in the air for, like, I don't know, maybe a second or so. It's like, that was the most terrifying shit in the world. And, but it was courageous to do, no matter how scary it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you done courageous recently?
I took a plane ride.
You don't like planes?
I'd rather not. That's courageous, right?
Yeah. I mean, if especially if, like, you were feeling uneasy about it. You could have been like, no, I'm going to drive.
What have I done courageous?
Doing something that scared you.
I'm a coward.
Or something that was frightening.
I'm a coward.
Nah. You're like, just, no, that was my exact point. If you ask me for another one, I don't know. I don't do anything that needs courage. Like, I feel like I'm lucky that I can enjoy my life day to day without feeling scared, but...
courage.
Like, I don't even know. When was the last time maybe you weren't courageous? Something was too scary, so you didn't do it. Because I don't even know.
That's every day that you don't go out and get everything you want.
Was there any time that you backed out from something that was, like, because it was too scary? Like, the only thing that I can think of, I haven't. I almost did with, like, that fucking jump into the water at that big rock.
Which one?
The one that I double side flipped off of eventually. Like, that's, like, things like that where it was scary.
I don't do that shit.
Yeah, no one backs. You don't back down, right? You can't. You gotta be courageous.
Yeah, but I was something that I think I didn't do for a while.
Oh, yeah, like, you went a day, like, one time you went there, and you were, like, or the first time you went, maybe, and it was, like, so scary, and you were like, I can't do it.
I definitely wasn't the first one to do it. I don't know, that shit scares me.
Yeah, yeah, that's, because I feel like that's a good example for me where I've had to do something scary.
It's weird, though, because I was listening to a podcast today, and they brought up this thing, I guess, called, like, the line factor or whatever. Like, it had to do with the fact of walking in a straight line. So, like, right now, if you had to go on one of these seams on one of the floorboards and walk in a perfectly straight line, you have no problem doing it. If it was a balance beam that was 6 inches off the ground, ran across the whole room, you could walk that whole beam. Probably no problem, you know? And the thing is, I guess it's called the banister theory, too. And if you're walking on, like, a narrow runway or a narrow plank and you have banisters on your side, you'll feel safe. You know, you'll know that you're not going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, like, take the banisters away or take the balance beam and put that up 100 stories across 2 buildings and, you know, no banisters. The floor is not 6 inches away. The floor is 100 stories away. You're gonna think about falling, and you're going to fall.
I mean, yeah, 100%.
You have to be confident.
Yeah, like all right. How about this? That makes perfect sense. Like we've been in scenarios with like parkour shit. You know what I mean? It's like when you're higher up, it's just the balance is so much different. The coordination.
Yeah, it's because you know you gotta realize that you're a human computer. That's constantly processing survival at all times. At all times, remember that. At all times, you are constantly processing survival. Even if you think you're just chilling on the couch, relaxing, having a good afternoon, daydreaming. No, you are constantly processing survival. So, when you're high up, you know there's something instilled in this program of yours that's telling you, be wary. Be careful. You can die if you fall. You know, something bad can happen. But that's where boundary of cowardice and courage is, though. And you have to learn how to deprogram that, to break through that, however you want to word it. You know, this is the thing about the human language. We philosophize. We realize that words are just a way of communicating things. So yeah. Like, however you want to word it. But that's the thing is when you're on the ground, Your survival processing knows you're safe. Or at least it gathers that, you know, if you fall, you'll be pretty safe. When you're up 100 stories high, you know, there's things to worry about. But if you could learn how to, you know, shut that off. And I'm not saying, like, you know, that's just like an extremely dramatic example. But, like, you know, even if you just are scared of doing anything, like, cliff jumping, I guess that's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Cliff jumping, even though you're jumping in the water. Anything. Rock climbing, cliff jumping, driving a car. I don't like driving a lot anymore. There's certain things that I've realized in my, you know, processing that, like, I'd rather just stay away from.
I mean, if you think about it, it's just terrifying.
Like flying in a plane and driving in a car. Yeah, these are the things that statistically we do all the time and are most of the time safe, but accidents do happen. And it's like they say, though, you always have to worry about other people, too, you know?
So be courageous. Drive your car and feel confident. It's, yeah.
Well, do new things, you know? Don't be scared to go try and do something new. If that's the one thing that I would say be courageous about, is go try and do something new. If you're worried about it, if you have no one else to do it with you, like, just do it. Just do it. You know, you got to find that courage and do it.
What I want to do, and I guess I'll have to wait till next summer, maybe next spring. I have to say it's courageous because, like, when I was a kid, and I'd say not too much, but I'm scared of heights. Or, like, when I was, definitely when I was younger, not really too scared of heights. You know, I go on the roof and shit, I'm fine. But I want to skydive. No matter how like, scary it'll be, I want to do that.
I saw this cool thing, I think it was on Reddit, and it was a short video of these guys skydiving with a person, I think, in a wheelchair. So there was, like, a bunch of people around some sort of contraption they had set up for the person. And, like, all these people were sitting around them. I think that's what I saw. But it seemed pretty cool. I would like to skydive. That's one of those things that, like, oh, that would be so scary for me. But I don't like how you have to do it. I get it. That's, like, the way to make you feel safe and to be safe about it.
Is
like
the other person?
Jumping with another person. But, like, I feel like if you're going to do it, you got to be the motherfucker that does it.
I'm pretty sure you only need to go out on your own, like, 25 times or so with a person to be able to go out on your own. And if you like it enough, it probably costs, I don't know, what do you think? Maybe like $150, $200,
$300. Dude,
it depends on the location.
Imagine we're going to go back to last week's episode where we have like $1 million or we win the lottery or whatever. And like, just imagine like, so like you're skydiving certified. All your friends are skydiving certified and you're all pilots and you own like your own like 100, 200, 300 acres or whatever it is. You know, your own space where like, you know, like as long as, I don't know how pilot shit works, but as long as the airspace around is clear and you're good to take off, like, you've got your own, like, little mini private airport on the property, and you guys just fucking take off in the area, you got the one guy that, you know, you take turns, so, like, I'm flying the plane, and then you guys all jump out, and then I meet you at the bottom, and then, like, I'm on the next jump, someone else is flying.
Yeah, and it's like, alright, we'll go till everyone flies once, and it's like, fucking call it a day.
Get the adrenaline out, you know?
Imagine just a day of skydiving with your buds because, you don't need someone on your back. And that's going cool. Back to having all the money you need. It's true. You don't think about, like, things to be certified for. Imagine being certified. Well, you'd also have to be certified.
But a lot of things take time and money, you know? So not everyone starts in the same place to get where they might want to be. So if that's something you want to do, you know, and you work towards it.
Hell yeah.
There's no reason we can't be doing that when we're, like, 60 years old.
You know what's hilarious? Why is it that, like, you don't need to do anything except pay money to have a boating license? You know what I mean?
You don't have to take a class?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, but don't you need, like, a regular license?
Yeah, probably.
So you need to know how to operate a motor vehicle.
Fair. So you need to know how to operate a vehicle for a boating license. Yet, back in the day, why did that make captains so fucking cool? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right? What made them
pirates?
What certified that you were the captain?
Yeah, like Captain Jack Sparrow. Rep? Why did everyone know him? Because he owned a boat.
Reputation? Like, I think it was just thieves that stole boats, and then that's why mutinies were a thing, was because it was like, well, this is my ship because I stole it, and I'm the bad motherfucker. If you want to come with me, well, look, I'm the one with the ship. I'm the bad motherfucker. True. It's like, all right, let's go with him. And then when you're like, wait, there's 20 of us. and one of him, and he's a cocksucker. Let's throw him overboard. Jimmy, Jimmy, you're a better pirate. Let's make you captain.
Walk this long piece of wood. We haven't picked the name for it yet.
And then they throw Jimmy. And then they're like, fuck it. We'll just call it, a plank.
Yeah, it's like, well, it's a plank. It's like, done. We're simple people. But yeah, be courageous. Like a
pirate boat. Stealing a pirate ship.
Sure, yeah.
Like Captain Jack Sparrow going for his old black pearl.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing to leave them on. Be courageous in your day. Do something that could be scary to you.
That was a good word, but this is one word that we could elaborate on forever, and I feel like it's a word that everyone knows, you know, from the time you're a young kid. Even if you don't know the word, you know the feeling of what courage is supposed to be. Yeah. So, like, you know what you have to do, so go out there and do it.